As a military veteran, I have spent more time pressing uniforms and shining shoes than I care to recall. And I often wondered, why was it so important? In his book, The Appearance of Power, Taner Guzzi explains how masculinity is expressed through aesthetics and why it is so important to understand this art form. Taner addresses the conflicted attitudes that especially American men have with regard to style and clothing. In this episode, I'll break down the seven key ideas from the book to help you make the most of your appearance. Key idea number one is to see your appearance as a tool. In my interview with Taner, we discussed a strange inconsistency in most men. For a lot of guys, it's easy to get excited about the appearance of their cars and watches, but they are reluctant to put energy into their clothing and grooming. Men with fancy watches know that they are signaling their wealth and status by flaunting a Rolex, but they don't use their clothing in the same way. Recognize that caring about your clothing isn't weak or feminine. You are using a tool as you see fit, just like driving a flashy car or wearing a high-end watch. Key idea number two is that your appearance matters. How you look matters to two groups of people, yourself and everyone around you. It works in two ways. First, when you see yourself looking sharp, you feel good about that, and it creates a sense of pride in yourself. This is referred to as self-signaling. Taner and I discussed the power of self-signaling all the way back to dressing like your heroes as a kid or putting on a uniform before playing sports. Second, there's how everyone else sees you. If people think you look good, this creates a bias known as the halo effect. A good-looking person is assumed to be influential. A hard-working person is assumed to be good with money. I saw this every day in the Navy. A skilled pilot was assumed to be a skilled manager of people, etc. Pair self-signaling and the halo effect, and you can create a virtuous cycle of self-belief and positive reinforcement through your appearance. Key idea number three is that this is old news. We are trained to see style and fashion as cutting edge. Men who give energy to their jewelry and skincare are declared to be a new wave of metrosexuals. The fact is, men have been giving attention to their appearance since the days of loincloths. Why did ancient soldiers put on war paint? Why did religious figures wear imposing robes? Why did kings wear high-heeled shoes? The point is to create an influential appearance. This goal is not a trend. It's here to stay. Key idea number four is to be strategic, not tactical. Do you know the guy who tells you all the fashion rules? He's got the exact ratios of this to that and the color palette for his skin and hair given each season. These guys are boring, and despite their calculations, often don't look great. Taner calls these guys tacticians. While tactics have their place, you'd be better off to focus on high-level strategies. Look to the last three points for some strategic starters. Key idea number five is to know your body. The appearance of power is quick to tear down men who wear cargo shorts. However, extremely muscular men will look great in anything, even cargo shorts. Dan Bilzerian is an excellent example. For men who don't have a chiseled body, it helps to be self-aware and dress to your strengths. The cut of your jacket can make your narrow shoulders look broad, creating a V-shaped torso. The shape of your sunglasses can make a long face look more round. Knowing what your body looks like and what you're aiming for will help you to spot these opportunities. Key idea number six is to know your archetype. Taner identifies three archetypes that most of us can identify with. They are rugged, rakish, or refined. The rugged man is physically engaged with the world. The refined man masters the world through social or financial means. The rakish man is rebellious and risk-taking. Knowing your archetype, probably a blend of the two, really, will guide your style choices. To find out more for yourself, you can check out Taner's book. I'll put a link in the description. Key idea number seven is to know your tribe. As social animals, we care about what people think of us. We don't care what everyone thinks of us, but some people matter a lot. If you're a working professional, your coworker's opinion matters. If you're in sales, it helps to have customers identify with you or desire to identify with you. This is the purpose of identifying your tribe. When you know who matters to you, you can present yourself in a way that connects with them. This can also unify a whole group. Taner gave a masterful explanation of how tribes can become more powerful through a united appearance in our podcast conversation, which I'll link to in the description. I'm Brad Carr. If you're new to the channel, I do interviews with popular authors and interesting people like Tanner Guzzi, and sometimes I make videos that expand on those ideas, like this one. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe.